Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Hey, it's Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchi, and my co-host today, Scott Fish.
I'm here.
Yes.
It's me.
It's been a while.
It has. It really has been a while. I got to do this show more. I love it.
I agree. You need to do the show more. You'll be in heavy rotation during the season, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. We've managed to get together a few times.
Yep.
Which has been great. This is the slowest part of the NFL calendar all year.
It really is.
Right now. Yep. But that doesn't mean that people aren't already drafting or thinking about their drafts. And we were looking through the average draft position, the ADP, for the drafts that are already happening. And there are thousands of drafts that have already happened. So the ADP is pretty rigorous at this point. But man, there's some big mistakes.
There are. There are players that are too high, players that are too low. I expect to correct themselves by August, but for right now,
you can cash in by either avoiding players we think are going too high or nabbing players that are going too low. And we're going to talk about five guys for me, five for you, that we believe are being misdrafted, either too high or too low.
Yep.
Side note. Five Guys is the worst strip mall burger joint in the world.
Side note, I've never had it. I don't think I've ever had it.
You're not missing anything.
I've had In-N-Out, and I can tell you I am not missing anything there.
I'm with you on that, too.
That is the most overrated. West Coasters love it.
They do.
And all it tells me is they haven't been to good hamburger restaurants if you love it.
Yeah, I love the premise of In-N-Out, which is no freezers.
Yeah.
Everything's fresh.
Yes.
I love that part of it.
Yep.
But the fact that they've been meticulous with their expansion, really slow expansion, family owned, you know, haven't tried to like go across America, whatever. There are parts of that that I love, but man, that's a boring burger.
Oh, it really is. Like the people who love it, I found are the ones that have a ton of toppings or crazy mix of toppings. And I'm like, you love the toppings.
That might be it.
You don't love the burger place.
Five Guys has the soggiest, greasiest fries you've ever had.
Yeah.
If you like your fry where you pick it up and it just droops straight down, Five Guys is your place.
Nope. Crispy. I need a crispy.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
And as the least amount of potato as possible. less potatoy is my thing.
If what you're suggesting is that you don't like your fries, to taste like a wedge fry, where it's like, you know, I don't like skin wedge fries. On and you yeah. know it's.
I can have some potato flavor.
That.
I don't like the wedge.
I don't either.
Yeah,
all this time I didn't think that you and I were quite this simpatico on fries.
Yeah, apparently we are.
The McDonald's fry is obviously excellent. Everybody thinks that's very good. Wendy's has had a whole ad campaign that ran for 2 months about their new fries.
Yep.
I tried them one time. They were great.
They're very good. We get them with the sea salt instead of regular salt. It's delicious.
It is. The new Wendy's fries are very good.
Absolutely.
Smashburger isn't everywhere, but it is at least in the Midwest. I think their corporate headquarters is Denver. And that's Smashburger has very good, thin, crispy fries.
I'll have to check that out.
I think you should. Give me an update on Scott Fishbowl 12.
Yeah, we got live drafts going around the country. We got about...
Not yet.
We have about 7 or 8 places or, locations, cities confirmed for it. We're going to have like 3,000 people in it this year.
Unbelievable.
It's
I
just
remember
when
you were like, I don't know if we can handle 700 or whatever you're at like 4 years ago.
Every year, I don't think I can do it. But every year, I get it done.
One way or another.
I get more help or whatever. I make sure it gets done.
That's the answer. Yeah. We don't want it to stop growing because the cause is so good.
Exactly.
And it just can't all be you doing the heavy lifting.
Yep.
So are there still methods by which people can join either like the original Scott Fishbowl or one of the satellite Scott Fishbowls? What should people do?
Yeah, scottfishbowl.com is where you can sign up, and there's still like 1,000 invites yet to be sent.
Wow.
So there's lots of room still. I will say like 31,000 people have signed up for Fishbowl this year.
That's amazing.
Which is insane. So 1 in 10 get in basically with the 3,000 limit.
Have you announced this year's theme?
Yeah, it's basically cities. We're just doing cities, and there's going to be a whole bunch of regular cities. There's going to be a whole bunch of fictional cities too,
really?
For fun.
Oh, I like that. Give me an example of a fictional city that's going to be in.
I mean, like Springfield or Gotham just your base. There's, I think I'm going to be in the Letterkenny division because that show is amazing.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Shoresy's out now too, which is the spinoff of it. They're both so good. You got to get on that chart.
What service is it on?
Hulu. They're both on Hulu.
See, I don't have Hulu.
Okay.
Had Hulu, but I didn't get it then. I'll go back.
All right.
That's a deal. All right. So it's going to be cities.
Yep.
What have you announced this year's oddball scoring variation?
Nope. In fact, this I can't think of one. Usually I have one down by now, but the one that I was running with was, should I nerf QB rushing? You know, because that's a talked about one.
Yeah, I like that.
So that has been the one that's been petering back there in the back of my mind, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on it.
Oh, I love it. So. Because, it really puts the whole quarterback position up on its end.
Yeah.
And somebody like Kirk Cousins
becomes
a lot more interesting. And that would be, I think that would be fascinating.
At the last FSGA, both Mike Wright and Jason Moore were trying to convince me that was the, like, I had thought about it for years, but they were like, you should do this. Andy will hate it.
All the more reason. Oh, I like it. You should do that. All right, last piece of business before we get to our 5 guys that have broken ADPs. It's our Broken ADP podcast. Guillotine leagues. By the time you hear this, it may be open. For this coming season, we're down to the nitty gritty. I think I said the same thing last week, and we ended up needing a little more time. GuillotineLeagues.com opening very, very soon, if not already, when you hear this.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to let you go first. I will defer to, you're not really the guest. I guess you're in my kitchen, but in that regard, you're my guest.
Yes.
Talk to me about the first broken ADP player.
I think the first one I want to start with is a guy who I think has top 24 wide receiver potential this year. And he is currently going as wide receiver 39, and I fully expect this to correct. It's Rashad Bateman. They lost Hollywood Brown. They didn't really add anything. The starting wide receivers for the Ravens at this point are Rashad Bateman,
Devin Duvernay,
and James Proche.
Yeah,
like,
how about that?
It's not good there. Mm-hmm. But mostly, look at wide receiver 39 he's going as. He missed the first 5 games of the season. So in the final 12 games, he was wide receiver 43. And they lost Hollywood Brown. He had 68 targets. He's going to have 100-plus this year. He was basically this ADP last year in his rookie season, missing games, and now he's got so much more opportunity for targets. I think his 110, 120 targets is borderline his floor. Wide receiver 39 is just ridiculous to me. It's a 6'2", 210, 4'3", 940 guy who owns the ball when it's in the air.
He did in college. This my only hesitation on Bateman is, and I went back for a previous podcast, maybe a month ago. I went back and watched through several late season Raven games on NFL Game Pass just to you know get back up to speed on Bateman. I just never saw like the special things that I saw at Minnesota in college. I'm hoping that comes together in year two. We've said it many, many times.
He changed his number to number 7, I believe. Oh, well, that's from 12
right
to
there.
7. That's going to
That might be it right there.
Yep.
We've said it many times. Opportunity is more important than talent in fantasy
and
football.
And 200 plus targets walked out the door and didn't come back in.
It's a perfect opportunity for Bateman. Okay, my first broken ADP player is also a wide receiver, Mike Williams.
Okay.
Now this is the guy I think is the least broken out of the players I'm going to give you. I think are massively broken by several rounds off in ADP. Mike Williams is current ADP is wide receiver 25. I've got him as wide receiver 31. So not a lot lower, maybe one or two rounds lower, but I just want to talk philosophically.
That's dinged up. It's not broken.
That's not right. Exactly. Everybody else you're going to hear is going to be a lot more broken than this. I worry about any player who's posted his only one really good season in his contract year.
Yeah.
And that's Mike Williams. Last year, you got his most games played. He nearly doubled his previous high in receptions. He doubled his previous year's touchdown output, and he set a career high in receiving yards, all in his contract year. Before that, he has been an injury-plagued player who has been questionable so many times, as you know, Scott. And the questionable take, he plays through it sometimes, doesn't always play well in those questionable games, and then you're always battling all week, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to use him or not, he's questionable, and, you know, and I hope I'm wrong. This is the guy that I really hope I'm wrong about. I adore Justin Herbert. The upside is every bit as high as it was last year, and I'm not totally down on him, but wide receiver 25 to me feels a little bit rich for Mike Williams.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that remember his start last year? He had like 6 touchdowns in the first 5 games, 4 games. So his last 10 games or so he had 3 touchdowns all year. There's some credence to, you know, maybe it was, you know, front-loaded a lot of his stats last year.
All right, let's go to your next broken ADP player.
I will go to Rashad Penny, who's going RB35.
Are they all Rashads? Is it all Rashad list here?
If some of these name changes come through, yes, that they will be.
Rashad Penny.
Yes, RB35.
By the way, I'm with you on this all the way.
He's going as a top 100 player. He's already been injured in OTAs at this time. He misses games constantly. I know his track record. His sample size of like, 6 or 7 games when he gets 14-plus touches is great. He's really good. But that's about the amount of full games he's ever played in his 3-4-year career now. It's mostly because I'm a Walker fan. I'm a Ken Walker fan.
I am too.
I think he's perfect for that offense. I think he's perfect for what Pete Carroll wants to do. And I just can't trust the injuries. Where Walker, you know what his injuries have been? He missed one game with an ankle injury once in his collegiate career.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
That's his. He missed some games with COVID, but I'm not going to count that as injury.
I'm with you on this. You know, and Penny. So we've seen a lot of Rashad Penny. This is his 5th year, I believe, in the league. He's had one good month. And I know it's the last month, but man, everybody tends to just project last December into the next year all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not ready to forgive Rashad Penny for all of the broken dreams that he's had since being a first rounder
trust
all
issues.
Those years
just
ago.
Plain old trust issues with Rashad Penny.
And if you're and you look at what the team did, if they loved Penny and really believed in him, no way does a rebuilding team put that kind of capital into the running back position.
Exactly. Yep, absolutely.
The next broken ADP player, Zach Ertz, Arizona tight end.
Sure.
Going off the board is tight end 12? What? I've got him as tight end 7. He was tight end 5 after joining the Cardinals in week 7 last year.
Yep.
Tight end 5 in PPR. His average game as a Cardinal, a team he joined at the bye, by the way, mm-hmm. a very solid 7 targets, 5 receptions, 52 yards. So 5 receptions, 52 yards. There's 10 PPR points right there. He scored a third of a touchdown a game. That's, by tight end standards, reliability.
Yeah.
10 points is automatically puts you into the tight end 7 territory mm-hmm. on a per game average. The Cardinals lost the second most targets in the offseason, Scott. 258 vacated targets.
That's not even counting the DeAndre Hopkins first 6 games worth of targets.
Great point. I hadn't even thought about that. You're right.
He's got 6 games worth of a bunch more targets that open.
That's a great point. And yes, they added in Marquise Brown. He'll soak up some of the 258, but not all of the 258.
Nope.
Not even close. So you know Zach Ertz is going to get a ton of usage. And unlike other tight ends that are going on or around that same area that he's going in, he doesn't have the touchdown dependency
right.
that guys like Hunter Henry and Pat Freiermuth have had.
Yes, especially Henry. Yeah, it's a very safe. It's not difficult to get into the top 12 tight ends, but when you can see a guy who's safe and gets, you know, a touchdown every 3 games,
yeah.
that's almost a lock.
There's Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Right there. All right, let's do one more before we take a break. Who's the next broken ADP player?
You know what? Only because you brought up Zach Ertz, I'm going to go into a different spot on my list and stay at the tight end position since we're talking tight end stat lines and go with Cole Kmet.
Ah.
He's currently going as tight end 17, 163 overall, so way late in your draft usually. That's, 13th round, 14th round. You're double-digit rounds by then.
So he's my second tight end in many cases.
Yes, yeah. He's your second tight end, but I think he could easily finish as a top 12 tight end, much like Zach Ertz, probably on the tail end of that top 12. But listen to this. 93 targets last year at the tight end position was 7th.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Tied with Darren Waller. 6th among tight ends in target share for his team, 17% of his team's targets. Mm-hmm. He had 60 catches, which was tied for 12th. He had 612 yards, which was also 12th. He's top 12 in a lot of statistical
Except
categories.
One.
He did not score a touchdown
That's
last
right,
year.
Exactly.
He did not, despite being 7th in red zone targets among tight ends, or 12th in red zone targets among tight ends.
This tells you plenty about where Justin Fields was as a passer last year.
And that, Nick Foles and
Andy Dalton. That team just couldn't get quality throws his way, which is why you see the high targets but the low receptions, why you see the red zone targets, but you don't see the touchdowns.
So where you were going with Zach Ertz, you were just mentioning he was like 5 for 50 after the bye.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet, he barely was in the offense in the first 5 games. His numbers are like 2 targets, 1 target, almost nothing. In his last 12 games, he was averaging 6 targets and 45 yards a game.
All right.
He was all in there.
That's pretty good.
I think if that continues with a new coaching staff, with Justin Fields at the helm all year and improving because he's not a rookie anymore, I think he might score more than 0 touchdowns.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? he'll be more than 0, without a doubt. Cole Kmet. This is going to be a bad offense, I believe.
Yes,
the good news is they didn't add anybody to direct passes away from Cole Kmet.
Yep.
Nobody. So
negative game scripts.
Negative game scripts going to help some too. Agreed. So I'm with you on Cole Kmet.
It's not Cole Kmet's going to be tight end 5. It's Cole Kmet's going at tight end 17, and he has every opportunity to draft him late, and him being one of the guys that you're like, he's a top 12 guy now.
Yeah. So it's if he's going, say, the 17th round?
Tight end 17.
Oh, tight end 17.
Yeah, like 13th.
13th round? Yeah. He could outperform that by 5 rounds.
Yeah.
And nobody would be surprised.
Yep.
That's a great value. When we come back, we'll get to the second half of our broken ADP players on Fantasy Football Weekly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back. Fantasy Football Weekly, segment number 2. Paul Charchin and Scott Fish with you. We're going through our broken ADP players. We've already identified 5, and now the next 5. James Robinson, Jaguars running back, to me, has a broken ADP. His current ADP is running back 36. That is round number 8. I have him as running back 55-0, 12 running backs later. There's a tangible and intangible reasons for concern over Robinson. Mm-hmm. Scott, let me hit the tangible first.
Okay.
While we're optimistic that Cam Akers will be the first ever running back to make a meaningful, successful return from a torn Achilles, we don't even know if that's going to happen. And Akers looked totally mundane last January when he tried to come back from his torn Achilles. Robinson has the entire history of the NFL working against him, as really no NFL running back has ever recovered to become a meaningful performer, fantasy performer or real-life performer off of an Achilles injury. And maybe medicine has changed to the point that Akers will be good and James Robinson will be good. But we don't know that, and do I want to bet on that? And when will he be recovered? Week 1? Week 6?
It was a December 26th.
Right. Okay. Injury. You know, we don't know. I mean, Cam Akers came back really, really fast,
but
didn't look good when he did come back.
Yeah.
So even when he's available, will James Robinson be at resembling close to what he was? But even then, and this is where it gets a little bit mean, and here we're going to go into intangible areas. To my eyes, James Robinson was an NFL average back whose fantasy success was largely predicated on volume and getting almost all the carries and all the goal line carries for his team.
Yep. High share of the offense.
If you're going to take an NFL average talent and then say just sap 10 to 20% of his explosiveness,
that's the problem.
I'm worried about what's left.
James Robinson was one of those guys that he was good and he was okay, high volume. And every once in a while, he'd make a play like a leaping over someone or just breaking through and squirting through like a couple. He'd make some plays and he'd be like, there's the flash. But it happened so infrequently. And because of this injury, maybe that's
what's gone.
That tiny little bit is gone. Now.
That's the worry.
Yeah.
That's the worry. So I'm not touching James Robinson. And that's, you know, I looked at Travis Etienne. I think he's going about where he should go. Mm-hmm. So I didn't flip this over and go, well, you should take Etienne earlier, although I do like him a little bit more than his average draft position, but I'm really down on Robinson back 36.
You don't think you should take Etienne earlier than where he's going or earlier than
about
James
where
Robinson?
He is going? Oh, no, no.
Okay.
Way earlier than Robinson.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say.
I don't have Etienne in front of me. I think I have him as running back 19.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
In that area?
I love him, and I think you might have him higher than me. Now I have to go readjust.
I don't know. Well, I could be wrong. I don't have my rankings in front of me.
I kind of love Trevor Lawrence, who throw so many of those throws, even with like Treadwell and Agnew and what are so short, so many of his throws. Yeah. I'm just loving the potential of ETN, his college, you know, outlet.
Yes.
Being in that position.
All right. Give me another broken ADP player.
I am going to stay with the Bears because before the break I did Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay with that offense who did bring in very little. I mean, they brought in Equanimeous Say Brown. They brought in Byron Pringle. I'm going with Darryl Mooney. He's wide receiver 30, 62 overall, which is, I suppose it could be, this is almost a Mike Williams type dinged up, not broken, because I have him,
yes.
I have him, I believe as my wide receiver 24 or 25 right now.
Okay, so you got him a little higher, maybe one round, two rounds higher.
I think he's got a ceiling in that top two, you know, top 24 wide receivers.
We know that the target percentage could be extremely high for Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, it absolutely could. He did have a really high percentage last year as well. But last year, he went with Allen Robinson there. He was wide receiver 23 already.
Yeah.
With Allen Robinson there. Mm-hmm. With having to deal with the Foles, the Dalton, the Fields situation.
A rookie quarterback.
The other coach, the old coaching staff. He had to deal with all that, and he was wide receiver 23. And he's currently going worse than that, even though his situation improved. So that's why I feel like he's currently being a slightly underdrafted. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much more targets he can get, though. I think he had a lot, like 140.
So that is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But better targets, right? So we don't need to advance on 140 targets. That is a lot.
Right.
But if you can get higher quality targets, this is also the Cole Kmet story again. Better passing, better efficiency in the 140, then you can get far better results out of Darnell Mooney.
Yep.
I'm with you on that. And who do you think is the other starter opposite him? Right. So there's some other there's some other Bear starting receiver that nobody's drafting.
We just mentioned St. Brown and Pringle, and they drafted Velus Jones. Early.
I don't think it's going to be Jones, especially not early.
Insane.
Byron Pringle's my guy.
Yeah.
I thought Pringle had flashes of competence in the Kansas City offense.
He is a guy that has definitely shown flashes in the past, but there's never been anything consistent. But if he gets consistent work in the lineup, maybe it happens more.
One of the hallmarks of our preseason Fantasy Football Weekly, Scott, is we talk about last pick of the draft. You know, give me a guy's last pick of the draft. Byron Pringle is a guy I'd consider last pick of my draft.
I like it.
Yep.
One more thing on Mooney. Just watching last year, it seemed like Fields preferred to go to Mooney, and that's kind of why Allen Robinson dropped
out of here.
But also, even when he got in trouble, it felt like he was looking for Mooney, and that's something I really like to see for a potential wide receiver one on a team.
The next broken ADP player is rookie wide receiver Sky Moore from Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
Currently going off the board as wide receiver 65.
That's slow.
What? Round 15? I've got him as wide receiver 49, which feels low, actually. I'm tempted to move him up, and I'll try to talk myself into it right now. There's a very real chance the best wide receiver on a Patrick Mahomes-led offense right now, right this minute, is Sky Moore.
It's extremely possible.
The Chiefs lead the NFL in vacated targets by a mile. 53% of last year's targets are gone. Hill, Pringle, Robinson, gone. And sure, Travis Kelce is going to get fed. But among wide receivers, Sky Moore's competition for those delicious Patrick Mahomes targets are the proven unreliable Juju Smith-Schuster and the proven unreliable Mecole Hardman. Sky Moore could end up, if he's the best receiver on this team right now, wide receiver on this team right now, he could walk right into a Tyreek Hill level of target share.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I know there's been talk about them spreading the ball around a little bit more, but there's just so much volume to be had.
There is.
And if he turns out to be the best one, and it feels like he probably is the best one, especially since he should get targets that Juju might take a lot of the low stuff. He might get a lot of the Tyreek.
Deal, that's what he was.
Tyreek stuff.
That's what he was in college.
Absolutely.
Yep. I like Sky Moore. Okay, your fifth and final broken ADP player.
Sure. So I'm sticking with the wide receiver position. Same, you know, I did Rashad Bateman. I did Darnell Mooney. Now I'm going with a guy who's currently going wide receiver 41 overall.
Okay.
Or no, wide receiver 41 and 92 overall. Allen Robinson for the Rams. Yeah. What is going on? What are we doing here? I don't understand it. Did people not see Robert Woods dominate as the wide receiver 2 in that offense?
Yeah.
Did they? I mean, okay. So the first 9 weeks last year before Robert Woods got injured, he was wide receiver 12.
Wow.
And in weeks 12 on, Odell Beckham was wide receiver 13.
Mm.
And now we have Allen Robinson taking that role, even in the games that, you know, that there were the games that they were both out. Van Jefferson had a decent game. That second receiver is very valuable there. Even if you think he's kind of washed,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver 41 is way, way, way too low.
It is.
This is, we forgot he existed while we were drafted. He wasn't in the like ADP as I was drafted. And then, oh, at the end, I got a steal. Wide receiver 41 is ridiculous for the second receiver in that offense is going to put up top 25 numbers. I believe I have Robinson inside my top 25 and he's going as wide receiver 41. I think that's majorly broken.
I'm with you on that. And it's, if you're holding down, suppressing the value of Allen Robinson because of what he did as a Bear in a Matt Nagy offense, shame on you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That's, I think that's extremely valid. Our final ADP broken player is a player I've already talked about at least once every month now for 3 months. So I'm sorry to repeat myself on this.
He's got a reminder in his phone. It pops up. Yeah, right, he's like, exactly. Oh, God.
It's been 2 weeks. So sorry about going back to this guy so many times. Rookie running back, Damien Pierce, Houston.
Yes.
His current ADP is running back 54. He's going off the board in round 15. He's my running back 30. There's expected to be something of a rotation of backs in Houston, but the all but certain goal line player is going to be Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
He's built perfectly for it, and nobody else really is there. And he's only got to beat out Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead for carries.
Yep.
That should not be a problem.
It really shouldn't. My worst fear, I talked about this on a show too, is that the Texans will Texan it up and make it a rotation and we'll all be screwed when I think it pretty clearly should be Pierce.
It should be Pierce. Now we got a new coaching staff, right? So new offensive philosophy.
That's true.
My hope is that they will galvanize around Pierce, but even if he's a role player and goal line back, he should be going way before running back 54. Yeah. Now, for people that aren't familiar with Pierce, because maybe you didn't break down tape in college and all that other stuff, he is powerful. He's got a compact build, really good footwork. I'm going to compare him to a Hall of Famer. I'm not in any way suggesting he's going to be Jerome Bettis. But if you think about Bettis as a big-bodied back with amazing footwork, you have the fundamental idea of what Pierce can bring to the table. And they throw to him. They threw to him in college a ton, and not for a big back. You rarely think big back streaking downfield, but that's how they would use him. They would send him down the hashes, and they'd throw him 20 yards downfield. And that if Houston can find ways to integrate Pierce into the passing game as well, the upside would be juicy, man.
Yes.
The biggest worry on him, and I talked about this pre-draft, Florida never really used him as a workhorse back. Only one game in his entire college career did he touch the ball more than 15 times in a game. And so that's why I'm assuming he's still going to be a rotational guy, but he's the best guy in that backfield in all probability.
Yeah, that's generally what we want to go. We want to bet on talent and hope it wins out.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you. All right, there you go. Were there any other players that you were tempted to mention that maybe you didn't get around to?
I mean, there were, but nothing as stark as these. I mean, Brandon Cooks is always broken.
Always.
He's always broken.
Always.
No, but everybody drafts. He has failed to be a wide receiver, a top 24 wide receiver, so a wide receiver 2 or 1, once in his entire career, and he's always going outside of it.
Nobody ever wants him.
No. Nope.
All you have to do is just sit back and enjoy your 6 catches for 80 yards and a coin flips chance at a touchdown.
He's once again wide receiver 1 on an offense going to be in a lot of negative game scripts. Davis Mills, who we both kind of like.
I like him. I do.
Is only going to be better this year, I think. I've
said it many times going into last year's draft, and now it seems really obvious with the way the quarterback shook out, but had Davis Mills been in this past year's draft, he'd have been number one by a mile.
I remember last year we were both wanting Davis Mills to go to the Vikings, and we took Kellen Mond one pick before him.
Like, oh.
I remember that's, yeah, that was yet another thing, much like the fries that we had in common.
Oh, super frustrating. Well, there's so many frustrations as Viking fans.
Yes.
It's very, very tough for us.
I'm surprised you didn't have Kirk Cousins as a broken ADP.
Well, he probably is a broken ADP.
Probably.
I mean, all the guy does is finish quarterback 12 every year, and then everybody ranks him as quarterback 20.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what more you want. Get this. The last time he didn't throw a touchdown in a pass, or did not throw a touchdown in a game, was 31 games ago.
Yeah.
31. I mean, what do you want? Dude, he's just a rock-solid fantasy contributor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Super safe. Super safe.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
And thanks to everybody who listened, got to the end of the Fantasy Football Weekly podcast. We will be back next week for more stuff.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.